Let's go! Wave FM's Jade, Straney and Trav. 100% Illawarra. For Dwyer's Mazda, now Wollongong Mazda.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. Now, normally, this little part of the podcast would go on and on and on because Straney just never shuts up. So, everyone just want to move on with life? Jade?
And go to the best bits.
Yeah. Sam?
Yep, bring on the podcast.
Right, eh? Here it is.
Okay.
Quickest intro ever. Enjoy.
Get up. 100% Illawarra.
Come on.
Wave FM's Jade, Straney and Trav in the morning.
After we got off air yesterday, I had to duck out a little early. I was taking Lulu for a little photo shoot.
Oh, yeah.
For Kids Wish.
Ah.
Yeah, so she's on board with Kids Wish.
Yeah.
And I've actually been on board with Kids Wish since they started. So Miss Lou's jumping on the bandwagon. So went and got her dressed up, went over, just made it by 11 o'clock when I walked in. Everyone was there. There were like a whole swag of kids and their parents, and they had it all set up for the professional
shoot.
The
lights, the photographer.
As soon as Lulu opened the door, she was like, No
way.
She didn't want to go in.
Did you hear the noise? Beep, beep.
Yeah, pretty much. She just stood there like, I didn't want to go in the room. I finally got into the room, and then she's like, I need to go to the toilet. I'm like, okay, cool. That's great, because we're in toilet training at the moment. We'll go to the toilet. Yes. We spent, no word of a lie, 20 minutes in the toilet. She didn't want to get off the toilet.
She's got her mum syndrome.
Yeah, I think it's partly because she needed to go, but also partly because she didn't want to do the photo shoot. And we have to get her out, and then we spent the next hour trying to get her near to where the photographer was taking photos. And I did everything. I did all the bribing. I pulled out every move.
Yeah.
I pulled out the...
What was your go-to? What was the best one?
Well, I said, you can have a chocolate, because that works. That's usually her thing.
Or you needed to pull out the cupcake.
I did say cupcake.
Oh, that didn't work.
I said, we're going to get chippies. We're going to get chippies afterwards. That didn't work.
The battles with the five-year-old.
Nothing was working. And then I tried physical brute force, like to carry her and lift her over there. I even put on a Kids Wish shirt and said, I'll wear a shirt. You can just take a photo with me. She was not having a bar of it. And then I said, it's a photographer. Maybe you need to come to her.
Yeah.
Can we just come and take a photo of her sitting like here on the seat? Because she was sitting on a seat as far from the photographer
as
she
could be.
She wished she was still in the toilet. And the photographer came over, and as soon as he'd get close to her, she'd just bury her head
How'd she go with Santa last Christmas?
Oh, I love Santa.
No problems.
It just depends on the day.
Yeah.
So yesterday was not a good day. And I was like, man... Just, they say, don't work with kids or animals, and it's true.
Mm.
As soon as we got, when I said it was time to leave, she was like, sweet, went up and grabbed herself a couple of chocolates and a biscuit. I'm like, mate, you did not earn those.
So no photo?
No photo, but
no
you
photo.
Still got the chocolates in the end anyway.
Oh, Lulu's let down Kids Wish.
So they're going to try and Photoshop something in there, but I don't reckon it's going to happen because she's face down on the ground.
Yeah, good luck with that. We'll see how good their computer technology is.
Everything Illawarra. Jade, Straney and Trav in the morning.
Yesterday, I covered in our news and probably covered in the news around New South Wales was, of course, about local Shalava Swans junior, James Bell, who got the call-up
to the big
to
stage.
Play for the Sydney Swans this Saturday. And the first person he called was his mum.
Yeah, mum.
Yep.
What are you doing?
I'm just sitting here
waiting
to go to work.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, no, just because I'm making my debut this week.
No way!
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, mum.
Where? Adelaide?
Yeah, Adelaide.
Oh, son, I'm so happy.
Yeah. I tried calling daddy's,
so
wasn't
sad,
answering.
Son.
Yeah.
Oh, Ryan.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Have you told Dad?
No, because he's not answering.
Come on, Mum, listen. You know, every time I hear that, and I've heard that probably 20 times now, and I've got the full video on the news page at wavefm.com.au, I get short of breath.
Yeah,
because
get well
you can
up.
See how much it means to James.
Yeah.
Yeah, he joined the Swannies in late 2017.
Yeah.
And now he's finally going to get the chance on the big stage at only 20 years of age. He's a superstar in the making.
It is awesome. So we thought we'd have a little bit of fun today and we'd get you to finish your sentence for us. Mm-hmm. I called my parents to tell them.
Oh, 4275196.
Because that was a pretty important phone call.
Okay,
I
mean,
James would say, I called my parents to tell them I've got to start up for the Swans.
Yeah, Jade.
Okay, go.
Finish this sentence.
Okay, yeah.
I called my parents to tell them.
Well, I called my dad to tell him I was pregnant. Broke.
All in one
and
call.
And single. All in one phone call. It's a great phone call
how
for
old
Dad.
Were you?
21.
And how did he take it?
not too bad.
Supportive.
As well as you can, I suppose. Because I had a round the world ticket. I was meant to go travelling.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you were
instead of that,
one in the oven.
Hello, Alani.
4275165.
Yeah. Okay. Trav, I called my parents to tell them.
I was 17 years of age, first year of university, studying journalism. And somehow, because I was not the best student, I was average,
yeah.
Right? Somehow, I got asked to go on to 60 Minutes, the TV show on Channel 9, and interview the then Prime Minister, John Howard, about being a first-time voter.
So you called your parents to tell them that you're about to interview the Prime Minister?
And my old man said, BS.
Waking up, come on. Wave FM's Jade, Strainey and Trav in the morning.
Having a little fun this morning. It's on account of our local Sydney Swans. Oh, so shall I have a Swans Junior? Now a Sydney Swanner, James Bell, who made a phone call to his mum to let her know that he had been selected to debut with the Swans this Saturday. So we thought we'd do a little parental phone call trip down memory lane ourselves. Finish your sentence, Illawarra. I called my parents to tell them.
You called your dad with an absolute humdinger.
Yeah, to tell him I was single, pregnant and broke.
Let's go to Berkeley with Tiana. Finish the sentence, please, Tiana. I called my parents to tell them.
I called my mum about 6 years ago to tell her I was getting married to my then boyfriend. She was in Queensland. I just moved down with him. And she actually got upset because she was hoping I was calling to tell her I was pregnant, not getting married.
You've got to crawl before you can walk,
yeah.
Mum.
So when I said it, she was like, oh, really? I'm like, okay, you don't sound very excited. She's like, oh, no, I really want to be a grandmother.
Well, is she a grandmother now?
No, I was pregnant at the time. I just thought I'd lead with we're getting married.
Hey, I like it. You were drawing out the suspense. And the thing is, too, you know, marriage generally comes first, so...
Well, we did get married before he was born, so, you know, it did come first.
Well, mum got everything and she eventually got the grandchild. Good on you, Tiana. Hey, let's head to Berry Jade with Belinda. Finish this sentence, please. Belinda, I called my parents to tell them...
that I was moving into a Hare Krishna temple when I was 18.
Holy smack.
Wow.
How did that go down?
Very shocked, and I said I wasn't going to go to university as I'd planned, and... the car that my grandparents had bought me, which was meant to get me from home to university, was now going to be used for transporting Hare Krishna books around.
There you go. How did it all work out? Was it a good move on your behalf?
I'm sorry?
I said, how did it all work out? Was it a good move on your behalf?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't regret it.
What about an life experience.
Wow.
Yeah.
Taking the cake.
Would have shocked the folks, though.
Absolutely, it would have. Hey, good on you, Belinda. Loza, what's happening?
Hello.
Hello, what's happening?
Not much. There will be soon. I'm going to go shopping and that with my daughter and grandson.
Lovely. Before you head there, finish your sentence for us. I called my parents to tell them.
I called my parents to tell them that the man that invented fairy bread had just passed away.
Big news. That's big news. How old were you, Loza?
Oh, it was only like 2 years ago.
Oh, really? You're a bit of a fan of the old fairy bread.
Yeah, there were hundreds and thousands at his funeral.
Oh,
Loza. Wave FM's Jade, Strainey and Trav in the morning. Wave FM's Baby Race. Baby and the Beanstalk, the Illawarra's boutique baby store and a hooker.
This time next week, we'll have babies across the Illawarra and their parents doing some laps around the kitchen or the lounge room, getting prepared for the big baby race that's happening at Tabatinga on Friday morning.
Dapto Leagues Club.
Yeah, it is going to be huge.
How long's the track?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's like under 10 metres.
Yeah.
Which is a long way, really, when you're a crawling baby.
It is a long way, isn't it?
Someone who's entered their little bub is Stacey Fuller from Blackbutt. Jack, do you reckon he could crawl the full 10 metres?
I think for sure. I think he would totally be able to do that.
So, what, Jack's 8 months old now?
Yeah, he's 8 months old now.
Righto, and how long's he been crawling for?
Probably about a month now. He kind of took off quite slowly at the start, and now he just crawls so fast around the house everywhere. He's like a little pocket rocket. We can't really keep up with him now.
Oh, nice. It's amazing how quickly they go from not moving at all to just getting into everything.
It is. He's so much mischief. Every time we turn around, he's somewhere else doing something he shouldn't be.
Do you think that if Jack is selected to partake in our baby race, that he could react on demand from the starter's gun?
No, I don't think so. I think he really actually enjoys chaos. So he would just, I don't know what he would do, actually.
It's a thing, like, we were just talking a little earlier this morning about taking Lulu for a photo shoot and how you just can't, kids are so unpredictable. And I feel like that's what our baby race is going to be like. But you've got to be in it to win it. So you have registered, and Jack could be winning you and the family $1,000 if he goes over the finish line first.
Sounds great.
The thing I'm going to be captivated by when we do this next week is Jade and Stacey. Some babies are going to go backwards. They're going to turn around. They're going to do the, you know, the 180.
Yep.
And some are going to go sideways. I wonder how many will actually go straight ahead.
I don't know. Hey, if he's got a favourite rattle or something and he ends up being one of the contestants, make sure you take it with you so you can kind of lure him with that.
Stacey, get your eight-month-old in training, because who knows, he could be on the starter's block at Tabatinga next Friday.
Okay, will do.
And if you would like to be part of our Illawarra Baby Race for 2019, it's going to be huge. All you need is a crawler. It doesn't have to be yours. You can borrow it from someone else if you want to.
You know, Charlie, he's now 11, right?
Yeah.
He would have been no good for this because, I kid you not, he crawled for like one day. Then he just started walking, and he was walking by like 8.5 months.
And see, that's the thing. We can't have walkers in this. It's crawlers only. Register yours today at wavefm.com.au. Get up, get
up. 100% Illawarra.
Come on.
Wave FM's Jade, Strainey and Trav in the morning.
I realised this morning as I was sitting at home eating my breakfast, as I do, my crunchy nut cornflakes, that I need to launch an inquiry.
What into?
Into milk.
What do you mean?
And I'm not talking about the rise in price to help out our farmers that have been, you know, on struggle street for many, many years. I'm talking about the milk wastage that is currently happening at our house.
How are you wasting your milk?
Well, look, during the week, I do the bulk of the grocery shopping.
Yeah.
But Amanda and I do go on the weekend and we grab some stuff because we love to cook together.
Yeah.
I get the apron on.
Yeah.
She gets her apron on.
Is it a frilly one?
No. I'm good, but I'm not that good. But we love to cook. But during the week, I get the bare essentials.
Yeah.
So your milk and your bread and so on and so forth. Anyway, the milk. Right, I've got a really big issue about this because I hate wasting money.
Yeah.
I really hate waste.
I know.
So I had, at any one point, I usually have two bottles of milk in the fridge. I have one that is currently in use.
Yep.
And then I don't know about you, but when you go to the supermarket, do you go all the way to the back of the fridge
section? To get the one that's got the longest date on it?
I'm an offender, okay? Guilty as charged. That's how I roll. I think most people do that.
That's it.
So I had one going, and this was the other day. Its expiry date was the 5th of August. And then I had the new bottle, which was the 9th of August.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh.
There's not a lot of lap over time.
No, but I did notice, and I'm going to push Molly under the bus on this one because she's a big milk consumer, that I think that she opened up, because we all have this same disease, Amanda, Molly and I, where we don't want to have anything that's too close to the expiry date.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that she may have opened up the milk that was due on the 9th. Whilst it was only like the 1st of August, so the 5th still had plenty of time to run, and there was like 3/4 of a bottle in there.
And even then, it's only a guideline. You've got to get away with a couple more days.
Well, I don't know about that, but she's opened up the 9th. Anyway, this morning, because I'd picked up some groceries the other day, Monday or Tuesday? What is it, Thursday today?
Yeah.
I think it was Tuesday. And I bought another bottle of milk. That expiry date was the 14th.
Yeah, right.
So I get my crunchy nut cornflakes out this morning. And I go to grab the milk. And what do I notice? I notice that the bottle of the 9th, which I have been consuming, and Amanda must have been consuming, was half drunk. But then I notice that the bottle that the 14th used by date is on already has one serving missing from it.
Okay, so now someone's peeking a little too early when it comes to the milk.
Someone's either not, like, they're just grabbing, or they don't want to drink milk that's too close to the expiry date. But we're wasting money.
It's not expired yet.
Well, we're not going to finish. Tomorrow's the 9th.
Oh, and it's milk gate.
The ninth milk is going to be, it'll be poured down the sink today, unless I drink it all.
Man, it's not even, you've got to smell it. If it smells off, then it's off. Otherwise, keep drinking it until it's gone.
Well, you'll be right. Wasting money.
Do you know what you need to do? Mm-hmm. Set up some CCTV.
Let's go. Wave FM's Jade, Strainey and Trav. 100% Illawarra. For Dwyer's Mazda, now Wollongong Mazda.
And that was the podcast.